Puccini pouring from the sky. Let's get rich.
What?
The Jiki finds the sugar dime. Can't quit.
What?
Now pop the cork and see Navega and get lit.
What?
Introducing.
Okay, so last week we unveiled the March Movie Madness bracket, the Triple MB. We unveiled the 68-team field. We did the playing games last week, and this week we're going to go through the entire first round. Joining us this week are Streets, Midtown Mo,
Stop Stop Typing,
BB to it, Dr. J, and Young Ness. If you want to follow along with us, you can follow along the brackets online at the718.com. Look up this search for March Movie Madness, and you'll be able to see the bracket. All right, so first we'll start with, in the Compton region, as much as I love Paper Soldiers, I'm going to assume that no one's picking it over Boys in the Hood. Fair?
Fair.
Fair.
Kevin Hart's overrated.
Ricky!
All right, moving on. 8-9 matchups. All right, I'll give Ness. I'll give you some credit for this seeding, because this is a good matchup. The best man versus the Woods, no homo. Ness, who you got in the 8-9 matchup?
Woo! Yo, honestly, when I made this, I couldn't even think which one I wanted at the time. I just kept walking away from that point and just looking. Ah, man, I'm still not 100% on either of these, man, because sometimes I watch The Best Man, I'll be like, yeah, this is dope. And then I watch The Wood, and I'm like, nah, this is better. But so right now what I'm thinking is if both are on TV right now and I had to change the channel from one of them, well, man, I'll probably watch The Wood just because that's how, you know, me and my boys were in high school with, like, bets and stuff like that. So
you were from North Kakalaki?
Nah, but you know, school dance, you know, we putting money out like, oh, I bet you won't knock it down before I knock it. You know, it was kind of like that.
You were dancing with a little afro.
Nah, chill. I'm too young for that.
Mo?
Yo, this is actually a really good matchup. I actually think The Wood is a more rewatchable movie. Like, if The Wood is on, I'll actually turn to it and watch it. The Best Man is on, I'm like, eh, whatever. It's mad long, whatever. I will say this. There's no chick that's not going to pick The Best Man. Every female in America will pick The Best Man because of Morris Chestnut.
Yo, who was that stripper, The Best Man? Yo, I see her in another movie.
Yeah, that's MVP right there.
Candy.
Candy.
I'm going to take The Wood.
That's what she said.
Can we just, like, you know, remove that for this discussion?
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Great. Streets.
No one's going to take The Wood now.
could you chill? Could you? Jeez.
He's thinking about how to say it.
I definitely am.
Just get a precautionary pause. You'll be all right.
No, it's all right. I would just say that I'm not going to select The Best Man because I saw it at a bad... I had a situation that kind of mirrored something that happened in The Best Man.
Yo, who smashed your girl, B?
He almost got thrown off the roof.
And then he wrote a book about it.
Yeah, right. But that's a story for another day, but it was like watching somebody illustrate, like, that Terrence Howard part.
Scooter almost threw you off the roof. Shit down.
I hate my LB.
So, he was like, that shit just hit home, and ever since then I've hated that movie. So
that's why Streets is a solo.
Could y'all shut the fuck up so I can speak? Thank you. Having said all that, I would select the movie titled The Wood.
and that, ladies and gentlemen, is why your Streets is a solo.
I would have voted for The Best Man. I watch The Best Man anytime she comes on.
You just saying that because Jay Marie is open. And she can hear you.
No, I always like the best man.
I'm just saying, I don't know why Castle Wall picked best man, right?
I'm just saying, I
did good, right, girl? I did good.
Best man feels like a long movie, though. It's like you sit down and start watching. It's like, all right, I'll be here for like 3 hours.
Especially when Bo Chester beat the shit out of Tate Diggs, which I was like, you beat his ass.
No, Terrence Howard was unnecessary in that movie too.
Nah, Terrence Howard.
Terrence Howard's what makes the movie.
Yeah.
It's a god.
All right, so the movie title, The Wood, moves on.
Next up,
I agree, Jack Jackson. In the 5-12 matchup, we have number 5 seed Jason Zurich versus number 12 seed New Jersey Drive. I will start with Jackson.
It's Jason Zurich. Come on, man. Think about it. I have no other thoughts.
Is anyone going to pick New Jersey Drive?
Yes.
You fucking hater. Yes.
You know why? You know why? Because of the soundtrack. That's why.
Oh, warn yourself.
Soundtrack is part of the movie. Best soundtrack on this whole bracket, New Jersey Drive. Well, one of the best on this whole bracket.
That's because you didn't put Nutty Professor 2 in there.
The soundtrack to Nutty Professor 2?
No, not two, the first one.
The first one soundtrack was dope. Yeah,
first one.
Not better than New Jersey Drive.
Okay, here we go. Always complain. You new niggas, man. I'm sorry, Sean. But he's being a new nigga right Sean. Now.
New Jersey Drive was... I didn't see it when it came out, saw it much later, and I was like, this is actually a really good movie, especially when dude pisses in his car. That was just classic. But I could never go against my man Alan Payne. So I'm going with Jason.
Of course, light-skinned Maul would choose Alan Payne instead of butt-naked Jada
Pinkett. He smashed Jada Pinkett in the forest.
Yeah, exactly. That's why. The reason they Alan Payne.
On the dandelions.
All right. So.
Yo, but look, one thing about that. Wasn't Bokeem an annoying-ass brother in that movie? It's like, go away.
A little known fact, Trench is in that movie.
Yeah, he was like the 90s hood go-to hood actor for like a supporting role.
Does Alan Payne really beat up Trench in the bathroom? Does that really happen?
In real life?
Yes.
In real life? Or does Trench...
Yeah, probably. You know, light-skinned dudes be angry.
I think Trench washes them up.
All right, so Jason Lurie goes through... Number 4 seed, He Got Game versus number 13 seed, How to Be a Player. I'm going to start with Streets.
Ooh. Wow.
I know what Jackson.
I don't know, son. I'm going to have to abstain from now. Come back to me. Pause.
Mo.
I know what Jackson's going to say. I know what Jackson's going to say. Oh, man. Lala.
Thank you.
That's all I'm going to say. Lala.
Lala got to get hers, too.
That's all I'm going to say.
All right. So
now, I will say, Bill Bellamy is my dude. I like Bill Bellamy, but Lala.
Jackson.
Lala, baby. That Ferris wheel scene. Man, we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for that Ferris wheel scene, man. Come on, man. You know how many nuts I busted on that shit?
The Wood!
Yo, what about that nasty prostitute that Denzel was knocking down, yo? That crackheaded chick, man.
Awesome.
Hold up. Remember when they was trying to break down to Jesus all the shit he was going to go through when he was getting recruited? And they showed it. They was like, yo, don't be messing with these hookers and stuff. It was like mad chicks. That was like the first time you saw titties. You was like, oh, snap. It was titties and that shit.
Rick Fox pushed him in the dorm room and had them two naked white girls.
Yep. Two naked white girls? What are you talking about? He got game all the way.
Yeah. Yo, how bad was Ray Allen as an actor, though? God.
Nah, he was all right.
I think it was bad.
Watch it again. You're going to be like,
I'm not watching nothing again. I'm watching Lala on that Ferris wheel again, talking about
Jesus.
All right, so.
A known fact, the gym that Ray Allen was in was the Brooklyn Technical High School.
So, as much as I love How to Be a Player, but, I gotta pick He Got Game. So He Got Game goes through. Number 6. All right. This is a matchup. The number 60, All About the Benjamins versus number 11, Sean Carter's acting debut, State Property. I know what I'm picking. I know what Mo's picking. I know what Jackson's picking, so it's kind of a moot point.
45-47.
Is anyone picking? That's N or Streets. Are you picking?
I don't know, man. All About the Benjamins, man. That was like the Friday that we never got. But better.
But right. We got Friday, though.
And let the minutes reflect that Ness left this movie out the original film.
Ah, man, I forgot about it. Don't mean it wasn't a great movie. All right.
750.
Number three. All right. This is an interesting.
No, but I will say I did go to school in Philly when State Property came out. And we did watch it a billion times. Get that or lay down.
Get out of later.
Beat the people up.
Now, when he asked him which hand you roll up with, that was crazy, and he shot him in it.
Poor Beatty.
All right. So, number 3C, The Jacksons, An American Dream versus number 14C, She Hate Me. This smells of Bucknell beating Kansas right now.
I know what Jackson's going
to do. But let's start with Jacksons.
Dania Ramirez in all her glory. Come on, man. I'm going with She Hate Me, man. I mean, I loved the Jackson movie. However, like if the Jackson movie was playing on one channel and She Hate Me was playing on another one, you bet your bottom dollar I'm watching She Hate Me.
You're awesome, Benjamin. Ness.
Nah.
Rosa Acosta.
I will say She Hate Me was dope, and all the women and all that was in that. It was great, but like honestly, like the Jacksons, I'm picking it just because like, yo, that movie was moving on a whole nother type of level. Like I will say that the movie really the people who carried the movie was Michael Jackson's parents in that movie though. Like Joe Jackson, I forgot that dude's name. I think it's Lawrence something. And Angela Bassett, yo, they played
Lawrence Fishburne?
Nah, not Lawrence Fishburne. Nah, but his name is Lawrence. It's something else though.
Another dude. Yeah.
They carried that movie, man. You watch that, and like every time before one of them kids got whooped, you had a flashback to your parents. Like, oh man, yo, I know how that feels, man.
I want to whip Joe Jackson's ass every time I see that movie.
Yo, but like you gotta understand that, like in the Jacksons movie, first he was light skinned, then he was dark skinned, then he was light skinned, then he was dark skinned, then he was light.
Mo.
I'm gonna take She Hate Me for the simple scenes between Kerry Washington and Dania Ramirez. But I will also say it has one of the dumbest scenes in movie history, where they have the sperm, like with the dude's head on it, fighting each other. That is like the dumbest concept that they've ever created.
I want to ask Mo a question.
Yep.
You saw She Hate Me.
Yep.
And then you saw Kerry Washington outside of your crib. How would it like to meet somebody and be like, I seen you naked?
Yeah, you know, it was kind of disappointing. I always tell people that unfortunately, Kerry Washington.
Oh, hey, you are ruining the goddamn story. Let's move
on. I'll just some disappointment.
Now I want to hear this.
We'll talk offline.
Street. What? Wait, hold up.
We don't got all night. Street.
Yeah, She Hate Me.
Y'all some bitches. I mean.
The Jacksons were so real.
DNA. That's a reach. All right. The number 7 seed, Bad Boys, versus the number 10 seed, Fresh. I will start with Streets.
Ain't nobody taking no bad. Ain't nobody taking Fresh.
Bad Boy, dog.
Jackson.
Bad Boys. What you gonna do?
Mo?
What you gonna do when
this should have actually been Bad Boys 1 versus Bad Boys 2.
Why?
That's what it should have been.
Nah, it shouldn't have been.
Bad Boys 2 is not a hood classic.
Bad Boys 2 is a hood classic in my house. I'm taking Bad Boys.
Devil is not welcome here.
Right. That was awesome. All
right, so Bad Boys goes through.
Mm-hmm. I really like Bad Boys 2, though.
All right.
Yo, but honestly, would you have banged your best friend's sister?
Nah.
It depends if I was planning on wifing her.
Oh, well, banging and dating are two different things.
Whatever. Ness would bang his door.
Are you talking about Bad Boys 2?
Yeah.
Actually, wait a minute. Jackson, would you bang your best friend's sister? Yes.
I never thought that was believable.
I never knowingly banged my best friend's sister.
Okay, Barry Bonds.
The way I honestly never thought that was believable in that movie. The way that Will Smith was dressing, I saw him with like a Eva Mendes type in that movie. Like, that's the type that I saw.
Yo, he should have smashed that white bra. He should have smashed that white bra like two times.
All right. Moving on. Is anyone going to make a case for Booty Call upsetting the number two seed, The Last Dragon?
Hell no.
I was upset with Booty Call. Vivica Fox was fully clothed the entire movie.
Yo, I am so... Yo, let's talk about that for a second. One reason I watched that movie so I could see Vivica Fox's titties. And it's like, she would be like... on the couch and like, all right, get up. No, she doesn't get up. So for that reason alone, that movie would go to hell.
There was one scene where she was wrapped in bubble wrap. That's how they were messing with you.
That was the closest thing, but that was it. Most we got was like a side titty.
But she had
I feel like watching Vivica Fox have sex would be like watching Miss Delaware.
Wait.
Independence Day.
That's the last laugh because you got dogged out by 50. All right, moving on to the Cabrini-Green section. Does anyone... All right, no, Friday's going through. I'm not even arguing with you. Friday's going through.
Friday versus Pootie Tang?
Yes. Even though I feel like Pootie Tang could have got a higher seed because...
Friday.
So many situations where all you want to say,
Sada-tay. Hold up, wait. I got one. Keep going. I got one of these things that I have a question about. All right, keep going.
All right. Number 8 seed, South Central, versus number 9 seed, School Days. I will start with Mo.
Yeah, put South Central against School. Oh, that's...
I know what Jess is going to say. We need some more gamma rays.
Need more gamma rays.
I know what Jess is going to say in every matchup.
So, is anyone... Besides, who's going for South Central?
I am.
All right, that's one vote. Anyone else?
I want to, man, but it can't beat School Days. You know, no disrespect to OG Bobby Johnson, but...
J-Rock!
Talking about good and bad hair.
Deuce over here!
Come on, man. Yo, when I saw School Days, I was really confused because I watched it at a time when I was, you know, early in my college career before I had, you know, gotten involved with the whole Greek life thing. And then, like, at the end of the movie, he raped a chick. And I was like, what the hell? And like,
Shorty never slept with the chick. Shorty never slept with the chick.
He did it at the end.
He
raped the chick. And I was just like, what the hell? I'm like,
he didn't rape her, though.
She was crying. Like, come on, man. It was like close enough. She didn't want to do it.
I said gamma, you said
to the gamma.
Gamma.
Yeah, man, that just kind of messed up. I was like, all right.
God, yes.
Make sure you bleep out. Make sure you bleep out the F word.
What, fag? I was quoting a movie. That's different.
Yeah, Jamaicans don't feel like that word is bleepable. But whatever, let's move on.
Daddy Long.
All right, number 5 seed, Above the Rim, versus number 12 seed, Deep Cover. Let's start with Ness.
Above the Rim, not only because of the great movie, but the excellent soundtrack as well.
Soundtrack. Jackson.
Soundtrack.
Above the Rim because I love my porno.
What?
What? Oh, God. Stupid.
Mo?
Let me ask you this. How many hood dudes has Nia Long slept with in these movies?
She ain't see with nobody in Friday, though.
In Deep Cover, she's knocking down Omar Epps. In Love Jones, she's knocking down Lorenz Tate. She's knocked out a lot of her dudes.
And she tried to knock down Tay Diggs in The Best Man. And got turned down.
Soul Food, Mekhi Phifer was knocking it down.
How close to reality is Nia Long playing her role?
Oh, that's just...
I wish, man. I'd be like, hey, what's going
much
on?
As much as I would have picked LL Cool J playing God, I gotta go Above the Rim.
Love it.
Deep Cover.
That was a deep cover. That was In Too Deep.
Oh, I got the wrong
deep
book.
Covers the Lawrence Fishburne where they selling crack.
Oh no, screw that. Above the Rim.
I should pick Deep Cover only because I always thought it was super duper whack that they let Marlon Wayans shoot Tupac at the end. But whatever. Above the rim.
Yo, Marlon Wayans has played in around the above the rim and shot Tupac, and he was also a G.I. Joe. Go figure.
You gotta say above the rim one more time.
All right. Ness's all time favorite, Lean On Me versus the 4C versus the number 13, Sugar Hill. Ness, I'm guessing you're going Lean On Me.
It's not my all time favorite, but you know, I watched it a lot, so Lean On Me, yeah.
And everyone under the age of 30 has apparently seen it 6 times.
Man, get out of here. I was picking up a piece of paper.
Street.
I think this one should not even be voted on. Like, just put Lean On Me through.
Anyone for Sugar Hill? Going once, going twice.
Candy Alexander. Oh, man.
I think Sugar Hill should go because, honestly, even if it doesn't make it through to the next round, I think we got to note that, like, that's one of those struggles that everyone comes through. Even if it's not your brother, it's a friend, and you're just like, yo, we were on the same page at one point, and then we went in different directions. Mm-hmm. And so I think Sugar Hill really stands out to me. It's like one of those great black movies that I'm just like, yo, there's a lot of things in there where you have to really understand as a black man, like, sooner or later, you have to leave things alone and try to move on with your life. And sometimes you have to, like you're always dealing with that. Are you staying real to the hood? Are you selling out and all that stuff? And so I'm voting for Sugar Hill just off of the fact that, like, I really feel like that movie touches on a lot of subjects that black men deal with all the time.
I have a question for you, Jackson.
Yeah, I'm a nigga. I still drink 40s.
If this movie is up against She Hate Me, what would you pick?
She Hate Me.
I'm taking Lead On Me because everybody in fifth grade had to sing that damn song.
Yo, I actually worked with a lady who went to school, and Joe Clark was her principal. That was crazy.
Man, I can't take Lean On Me because we sang I Believe I Can Fly.
Yo, you don't know the school song?
Yeah, you got to go with Lean On Me.
All right, so Lean On Me, go. I already wrote down Lean On Me. Now, this, it may be the matchup of the tournament. Number 6 seed, White Men Can't Jump. Number 11 seed, Any Given Sunday. Two of my favorite movies of all time.
I just watch White Men Can't
Jump. I'm going to start with Streets. Who are you going with?
The movie with the most inspirational quotes of all time, Any Given Sunday.
Mo.
Yo, Streets, your mama's an astronaut. White Man Can't Jump. What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? White Man Can't Jump.
Did you just call my mom's an astronaut? Like, is that what I heard?
He didn't call her Haitian.
Oh, come on.
White Man Can't Jump. First of all, Rosie Perez.
Yeah, she had some booze that slipped out a couple of times in there.
Rosie Perez. That's all I need to say about it. White Man Can't Jump. Come on, man. Any Given Sunday got nothing on that.
Jackson.
I'm going with White Man Can't Jump, man.
Ness.
Two things. Any Given Sunday, when they put it out, they didn't expect it to be a hood movie, but it ended up being a hood movie. And the second thing is, White Men Can't Jump is the only time I've ever rooted for a white guy to knock down a woman of color. And so I'm going with White Men Can't Jump.
Yo, you can't vote for Any Given Sunday, man. They showed a man's Johnson on that shit.
And again, they had Bill Bellamy as a wide receiver.
Yo, but they showed a man's Johnson.
I will be front. I saw Any Given Sunday in theater when they turned. I was like, yo!
You know, Fast RPI was in Any Given Sunday?
Word.
Yeah. I found circumstances.
Yeah, I'm going to vote for Any Given Sunday just because to make it academic, but White Men Can't Jump. All right, we got it.
That was too close.
All right. High Learn versus How High. What the fuck is this?
I have some things to say.
Oh, God.
What the fuck is this?
If you build it, they will come.
Pause. I'm gonna say first and foremost, I take Higher Learning because I would bang the shit out of Tyra Banks left ways on Fridays. But here's the thing. If How High makes it into this bracket and The Wash doesn't, we have done ourselves a disservice.
Oh, man, I thought we were past that.
No. I looked at How High the other day and I was like, hold up, The Wash didn't make it, but How High made it? Like, I mean, give me some powder and let me slap some dude versus you niggas pulled a strap on him just now?
I don't know. It's more quotables or How High, though.
You ain't watched The Wash.
You ain't watched The Wash. You'll strap my fast, nigga. I seen movies when I was high each time, and I enjoyed How High a little better.
Oh, you are. See, you know something? Just because of that, How High was going through. These movies, you got to be I saw it, I was high, so it was funny. No.
You know how much pumping ass I got off of The Wash?
The Wash is not in this conversation.
Or High Learning was dope, though. I think we're not giving them enough credit for that. High Learning was amazing.
I just want to say for the record that The Wash did me good service when I was in college.
Oh, my God. Actually, correct. Same here.
You were jerking off The Truth Hurts?
Oh, come on. Stop it.
I always thought she was intro.
Is anyone taking How High?
I'm taking How High. Because if you think about it, Method Man's best friend dies and they smoke him. The whole premise of the movie.
They did that with Tupac.
You gotta love that.
All right. So Mo was taking How High. S is taking How High.
Nah, I said I'm taking How High Learning. I didn't say I was taking How High. I saw it was better than The Wash.
Come on, man.
Oh, we gotta respect Paulie, man. He was shooting niggas out there. He was shooting niggas, but.
Oh, he wanted to be an engineer.
Streets.
Oh, Higher Learning.
Thank you. Moving on.
Busta Rhymes knocked that dude out.
Yo, did anybody at their college have a girl that they call Higher Learning?
Nope. We had a girl that we called The Coach.
Yeah, because she killed the team a lot.
We had a bookmark because she held the chapter down.
Bookmark. Yo, we gotta give a chick the name 100 Bars, man. We gotta replace one of them young chicks with like 100 Bars. Like, yo, she really blessed the mic.
Oh boy. Oh, okay. Moving on. The number 7 seed Life, the number 10 seed Don't Be a Menace. This is another tough one. I'll start with Streets.
Is Don't Be a Menace and what's the other one?
Life.
Ooh.
Which one are you changing the channel for?
Like Streets is in a fantasy football draft. Who did he get drafted?
Morris. I think I'll go with Life.
Mo?
I gotta say Life, man. Bernie Mac was awesome in that movie. Rest in peace.
Jackson.
You gonna eat your cornbread?
Man.
I'm going with Life, man. I have to go with Life, man, on this one.
That is his name.
Life it is.
Jingling.
And it's fair to say that in a 2-15 matchup, nobody is taking CB4 over New Jack City.
I'm taking CB4.
No one besides Jax is taking CB4.
Yo, once but again, like,
this is not like we.
G Money. That's all we got.
Yo, but like, hold up. Let me ask you a question.
D that made fun of MC Hammer.
I feel like with CB4, my thing is this. I think that was the most accurate depiction of hip hop today that we have ever seen is CB4. Jackson, I think I laughed harder.
Jackson just doesn't want two Alan Payne movies making it to the next round.
MC Gusto versus Pookie.
All right. Moving on to the Queensbridge bracket. Now, We had started picking these earlier, but we had some technical difficulties in our podcast, so we're probably going to rapid fire through these. So we have, in the 116 matchup, we had Coming to America over Waist Deep. The 8-9 matchup, we had Shotas over Belly.
That was a robbery.
It was great. It was great. Belly was trash. Belly was trash.
I hate
Belly
him.
Was absolute fucking trash.
Belly is the definition.
Shotas was that great.
I don't
Belly know. Belly fucking trash.
Hold up. Wait. I thought about this one today.
Fucking Russell Crowe.
I thought about this one when I voted today. When I thought about Shotas, I thought about a movie. There was a plot and whatever it was like the Scarface movie for the Jamaicans and all that stuff. But when I thought about Belly, I thought the Thong Song video was better. Yeah. I'm just being honest.
Like, things I think of when it comes to Shotas. The chick in the jewelry store and the chick in the shop.
Takes the wah and left the wah. That's me and you will watch Shots and I'll break it down for you.
I've watched it mad times, man. I've seen it.
Clearly you didn't. Right.
But Belly is the hood legend, though.
Yeah. Belly was trash.
Made so, more than Shots.
Huh?
Belly soundtrack was crazy.
Yeah, but if you're going to give Belly play, you got to give a whole lot of music videos play.
Yo, they shot Method Man in the stomach of a shotgun. He walks out the club, shoots at someone else, gets in the car, and drives away.
That was awesome.
Shotgun?
Yeah, it was a shotgun.
Nah, it was a shotgun.
No, it was a shotgun. It was a shotgun.
They blew him through the door of a shotgun.
It was a shotgun.
Anyway.
I mean, like, Shotas was way more realistic.
What was unrealistic about Shotas?
They're both not realistic at all, both of those movies.
I could see Shotas being realistic.
Yo, Shotas, that's the old.
Anyway. Yo, he held his ground.
Anyways, set it. All right. To far this time. Anyway. So, all right. We have set it off in the 5-12 upset over Soul Food.
I was bugging with that, yo.
We had like, Love and Basketball over Boomerang. And if you want to get mad, Ness, you're the one that seeded that, so that's on you.
I just didn't think it had no chance. This is a chick flick. I only know, like, a bunch of. Yeah, I ain't gonna say it, whatever.
We had Paid in Full, the 6 seed over Clock is the 11.
Yes.
Baby Boy, the 3 over ATL, the 14 seed. I will yield 15 seconds to Mo to explain why our former super producer, Joe Mead, aka Stacy, likes ATL.
Yeah, she grew up in the Atlanta area. She visited some skating rink called Cascades, and that was the cool thing to do, and it was realistic. I did like the part in ATL where T.I. and the dude is at the Waffle House, and he's like, "Yo, why you call everybody son?" That was good cinema right there. But
I like the pool scene.
And Jackson loves Lauren London, but listen, you ask anybody to recite like 3 lines from Baby Boy right now, no hesitation. Everyone in the hood can do it.
Yep.
Fuck your nigga and your fort.
Is that Jody? Is that Jody?
Fuck your fort.
Guns and butter.
Number 7 seed Players Club over 10 seed Poetic Justice. And the number 2 seed Juice over number 15 seed I'm Gonna Get You Sucker. So finally, on to the Carroll City region. Last region of the first round. We do the right thing over more money. I'm not even wasting time on that. We did pick House Party over Class Act. Now, Jackson believes that, well, you tell him what you had said earlier.
I said that I take House Party, first and foremost. However, I said that we got to make sure that all these movies that have trilogies, that we're not picking the trilogy over just the one movie. Because House Party 1 versus Class Act, like, Class Act was funny.
Yeah, mad quotables.
But, like, House Party 1, it was like, if we didn't tag on the other two, come on, man.
I don't think it mattered. I didn't even see House Party 3.
I think it's closer than we think, but it's definitely House Party. But Class Act, it don't get enough credit.
What is the name of the dude that played Kid's Pops?
Robin something.
Robin something. All right, anyway.
Test 2, baby. All right.
So, Robin number 5 seed, Love Jones, versus number 12 seed, Rosewood. Ness.
Yeah, that's where we left off. I remember I had to watch Love Jones just because, you know, every time I watched it, it was because some girl wanted to watch it. And, like, for me, it was like, you know, you watch certain movies with females and it's cool. Like, you watch Love and Basketball, it's funny or whatever, certain parts you can relate to. But you watch Love Jones, it's just like, yo, like, come on, man. That story is unbelievable. I'm not going to no jazz bar or no poetry bar with no girl and standing up there and reciting some corny poem and all that. And, like, it was just unreal. Like, they was OD, like, pretentious black people. Those are the black people that graduate from college and you don't like hanging out with them no more because they like, oh, gosh, like, you don't shop at Whole Foods? Oh, man, like, I don't want nothing to do with
it. I will say this. If you were in your mid-20s in the 90s, you'd probably feel differently about that movie.
You would change the channel to watch Rosewood?
No, you're not listening to what I'm saying is, like, that's what the shit that went down. And, like, the same way how, like, now, and like, when we was in our 20s, like, we did, you know, certain things, like that was what people did in their 20s, and the bourgeoisie black population did in the 20s and the 90s. So it's a generational thing. Like, I wouldn't have done that, but I can understand. And, you know, a bunch of y'all kids nowadays, y'all skinny jeans and skateboarders shit.
Snapbacks and
tattoos. And, I don't know nothing about no fucking poetry, but that's
I got video footage of you doing a Dougie.
Yeah, that's right. The terrible one at that.
Don't front.
My pants ain't all half off my ass. All right, Mo, Love Jones, Rosewood, what do you got?
Let me explain something to you real quick, young buck.
I'm about to learn you.
Here we go.
A long time ago. Love Jones is the perfect movie to put on when you're dating or invite a chick over for some new number one Chinese food in a movie. Love Jones
was over.
Is the number one. There is no better movie to put on because what will happen is after the Nia Long, Lorenz Tate scene or whatever, that there inevitably is always a little friendly debate that occurs on whether or not Lia Long should have told him what's good, and should Lorenz Tate had responded, and should Bill Bellamy had gotten involved. There's a whole conversation right there. But I will pick Love Jones off the basis of my favorite scene in one of my favorite movies, which is Khalil Kane saying, "You ain't got no more frosted oats."
Nah, I don't even remember that part. But
Lia goes back to New York with him, and she's chilling with him, and he comes home, and he's like, "Yo, where's my frosted oats?" And she was like, "I ate it." He's like, "You ain't gonna get no more."
Nah, the only thing I remember is peanut butter, no jelly, ham, no burger. That was a different movie, though.
Just reciting culture.
From people who were in college in the 90s, yes, that's us. Love Jones was Love Jones was the go-to movie when you call a chick over. Love
Jones. Kobe.
So anyone for Rosewood, going once, going twice, going three times.
Now get Rosewood out of there.
So all right. Now the five RBs, number four seed versus the number 13 seed in 2D. This is the LL Cool J movie. Street.
I'm sorry, you broke up. What was the match?
Five Heartbeats versus In Too Deep.
In Too Deep with Makai 5?
And LL.
Omar Epps.
Omar Epps.
Oops. Got me.
We all look alike to you.
Reach has to go with his Queens native.
Come on. You really going to go against a house is a heart for love?
Queens.
You know what? You just swayed the vote in 2D. Yeah.
Nights like this.
Queen.
Jackson.
I think we lost him.
Did we lose Jackson?
Yeah, I think we lost him because he definitely was a Rosewood voter in the past when I was talking to him.
All right, we'll call him back. Anyway, Mo.
Yes, this is the In Too Deep I was mistakenly talking about when we were talking about Deep Cover. With LL Cool J, Omar Epps smashing Nia Long in some type of barn. What was up in the 90s and smashing these chicks in random places?
No, that's what happened in the 90s, bro.
Alan Payne,
today.
Alan Payne smashing a forest. Omar Epps smashing a barn. The dude from Next and Butter Love smashed on the train. What's going on in the 90s? What is
love
going
it.
On?
Love it.
I gotta go. I gotta. Oh, and my girl Michelle. Michelle was in the N2D. Oh, God. So like, I gotta go with Five Heartbeats. There's not one female on the planet that's gonna take N2D over Five Heartbeats.
I got nothing but love for you, baby. I got nothing but love for you, baby.
Does this mean Five Heartbeats is gonna go through?
Yes, that movie was great, man.
You putting it through, Sean? You putting
no,
it through?
No, I didn't know. Oh, wait, I thought we had three votes.
No, what?
No, I picked Five Heartbeats.
Jackson picked Five Heartbeats.
I do too.
Ness picked Five Heartbeats and Mo did.
Oh, I thought Jackson got cut off.
Yeah, he came back just in time. All right, Five Heartbeats.
Yo, but how can you sleep on Leon?
For real.
Leon.
But he didn't even kill it until he got the Temptations. I can't even, for Temptations was OD with Leon.
All right, well, we'll get to that in a minute. All right, the movie that we fought tooth and nail for, Harlem Nights versus Dangerous Minds. I'll tell you something right now. No, Dangerous Minds, no. Get out of here.
What are you talking about?
I'm taking Dangerous Minds.
Get out of here.
I ain't nobody taking Dangerous Minds.
Single-handedly.
I want to say right now that Dangerous Minds, what it meant to me, it meant so much more than what you guys are talking about, because Dangerous Minds meant to me that you could take down any white broad that you wanted to take down at any time.
Should have grew up with me then.
You know, me gets in. How does Dangerous Minds not get in? Come on.
I mean, they're both in the tournament. I don't mean they got to win.
You know why Dangerous Minds doesn't go ahead? Because I'm tired of these movies with that, like, white teacher or whatever saving this group
Come
of black
on.
Yes.
It's what's her name? Michelle Pfeiffer.
I'm tired of that.
Catwoman.
Yo, she looked like
45 years ago.
Catwoman could save a school.
Word.
All right, let's go. All right, rapid fire. Harlem Nights versus Dangerous Minds. Jackson, who you got?
Dangerous Minds. I'm going with freaking Michelle Pfeiffer sucking that dick.
Nah, this nigga been drinking Henny, yo.
Nah, let it rock. Let him rock.
That's Ness.
Harlem Nights.
Ironic Streets.
Harlem Nights.
Dangerous Minds.
Oh, so I get to break the tie. Harlem Nights. Keep it moving.
That's bullshit.
Yeah, fuck y'all. The Temptations, number 3 seed versus number 14 seed Drumline. I have a feeling I know what Ness and Jackson are going to vote for. Sucker full of ass.
Nah, it was just a dope movie right there.
So I was guessing you're voting for The Temptations.
I know you want to leave me, but boom, boom, boom. To let you go. Ba-dum, boom, boom. You see, he ran up and took the mic when they kicked him off.
That was awesome.
Leon was the man.
Streets.
Temptations.
Jackson.
I'm going with The Temptation.
Baby, I need you.
No love for Nick Cannon?
Hell no.
I'm going. It doesn't matter what movie's against Drumline. I take it because I'm tired of Nick Cannon winning at life. You can't have Zoe Saldana too, you bastard.
But like nobody believed, and nobody believed that Nick Cannon could pull Zoe Saldana in that movie. Like everybody was like, all right, well, I mean, come on now. We all been there before. We known that bad girl who was in a sorority or something like, and we wanted to pull her, but we couldn't pull her. Come on, man.
All right. I actually remember. I'll tell you why that's not possible. Because I remember my freshman year, it was just bad.
All
right.
Oh.
No, real quick.
No, you sound choppy.
There was a bad chick in the sorority, and she had just finished strolling, as Zoe Saldana did in the movie Drumline. And I saw her, and I went to go talk to her, And all of a sudden, all her six fat line sisters stood in between me and her and would not let me get to her because they saw the look in my eye. So that would happen. There's no way Nick Cannon gets within 30 feet of Zoe Saldana in that movie.
As you diss the man who's married to Mariah Carey. Anyway.
Hate him.
Number 7 seed, Dead Presidents versus the number 10 seed, Golden Child. I will start with Mo.
Golden Child versus Dead Presidents?
Yep.
Oh, that's a tough one.
While you think about it, Oz Jackson.
Dead Presidents, man. He got knocked down some steps because somebody else was taking care of his kids.
Yo,
he got back up, though.
Yo, that was messed up. You come back from the war, and this nigga, excuse me, this dude is fucking your wife, paying your bills. Oh.
You know, the closest thing to that scene in Dead Presidents was when Dave Chappelle cut off his wife from Whack Arnold's.
I'm just saying, if I ever have to go to war, if I'd be spending some time apart from the United States, don't none of y'all fuck my wife.
Do we know?
I'm gonna take Golden Child, and here's why. Eddie Murphy had a bad chick that he didn't get a chance to smash, and he thought she died. And then she came back alive, and then he could smash. That never happened.
I'm with you on that. I'm taking
Golden Child.
Don't drop the knife. Spill the water.
I know I'm taking Dead Presidents, so Streets, you get to break the tie.
Dead Presidents.
Boom!
Come on. Oh, you're the president to represent me.
Come on.
And
Dead Presidents had a good soundtrack. I will say that.
And the final matchup, the number 2 seed versus number 2 seed Men's Society versus number 15 seed. What? Sunset Park, what time is it?
Time to get loud.
It's time to represent. Anyone can represent for Sunset Park.
I've never seen Sunset Park.
Great soundtrack. Terrence Howard was in it.
That's the only movie on this list I haven't seen.
Speak for yourself. I've seen a bunch of these joints. I don't care. I'm upset.
I'm cool with Menace to Society. And I haven't even seen Menace to Society in its entirety. I've seen like...
What?
I've seen Menace to Society once.
What?
I told you stop showing people the tape.
Listen, I've seen Menace to Society twice, but I always remember two lines. What you said about my mama? And
don't be a menace.
No, where you got everything they got it from?
Oh my god!
Oh, you lose.
Yo, old dog came around that building like a gangbuster, son. What are you talking about? Old dog was the man.
That's you committed the faux pas.
Say that.
Wait,
no,
listen.
He said. He said. You feel sorry for who? You feel sorry for who? And don't be a menace. He was like, oh, what you would say about my? They was making a joke about it. And don't be.
I understand that. He definitely says what you said about my mama.
Was that with Jada Pinkett?
I own the movie, so I'm gonna try it out and turn it.
Are you sure you own it? Are you
positive, man? I've seen this movie so many times; it's not even funny.
Was that with Jada Pinkett?
Yes, he smashed her, and he played dad to the kid who he was best friends with the dad in jail though.
My mom's is West Indian. There was no chance I was watching that movie in her house.
and the other quotable from that movie is, "Yo, we done fucked up, right?"
Nah, Samuel L. Jackson at that poker table though.
You done fucked up. All right, so that is the first round of the March Movie Madness Hood Classics bracket. Join us next week when we go to the round of 32.
Five Heartbeats versus Love Jones.
Yeah, can we go through the matchups?
No, I'm tired. I'm going to sleep. So
New Jack City versus Life.
Great matchups for Midtown Mo, for Ness, for Dr. J, and for Street. I am William H. Strafford. This is it.